Track 7 and some more news. Busy Yuletide period for West Bank Health Charity. The run-up to Christmas was busy for local health and wellbeing charity West Bank Community Health and Care, which had a full calendar of events for members of its community and its team. The festive celebrations got off to a heartwarming start when Year 2 children from Exeter Pre-Prep School visited West Bank's Day Centre at Exminster to sing a melody of Christmas songs for regular clients. The following day, the Royal Oak in Exminster kindly hosted a 3-course meal for 50 of West Bank's clients to mark the end of a year of support from the pub. West Bank's Head of Fundraising and Marketing, Katie Elliott, who attended the Christmas lunch, said, "The Royal Oak pulled out all the stops again this year, providing our clients with a delicious meal, much enjoyed and appreciated by all who attended. The pub was beautifully decorated and the food was plentiful. Many thanks to Mel and the team for making it such a lovely event. Thanks also to all our wonderful volunteers who came along to help."
Dartmoor Rangers to trial body cams. Rangers working on Dartmoor are to carry on using body-worn video cameras in response to antisocial and hostile behaviour by some visitors. One ranger was able to use footage from a miniature camera to prove that he hadn't knocked down a member of the public with his Land Rover. A 2-year trial of the cameras, which began in February 2022, has been a success, and rangers say they feel safer as a result. When they were first introduced, rangers said it was because some had been verbally abused, flashed at, threatened with a mallet, and chased. While incidents are rare, DNPA members said even one is unacceptable. The pilot was set up to see if using cameras would help address incidents of abuse, as well as helping rangers to enforce the law on the moor. Members of the team always wear them when patrolling the Spitchwick, Bellaver, Cadover and Roeburgh down areas and have a camera charged up in their vehicles in other locations in case they are needed. The cameras have been activated 7 times during the pilot, 3 times dealing with groups of people in the Dart Valley, 2 to gather evidence of trial spikes using the moor, 1 at a rave, and 1 for the Land Rover incident. That happened at Buckland Bridge near Holne Chase, when a member of the public accused the ranger of knocking them over. Camera footage showed that the ranger had not made contact with the person. A report to the authority says overall the team feels safer having them available and support their continued use. The presence of body-worn cameras has not met with any notable objections from the public or had any noticeable negative impact on conversations. The presence of a camera during the confrontation at Buckland Bridge shows how well it can protect the team from false allegations. Since the pilot scheme began, the Park Authority has been approached by other national parks and wildlife organisations interested in using the same technology. The 11 cameras cost £369 each, and each one needs software, which costs £180 a year. The total cost for the 2-year pilot project period was just over £8,000.
Storm Henk hits Teignbridge with high winds. Storm Henk hit Teignbridge, bringing down trees and power lines. A tree fell in Exminster, which hit power cables, causing homes and businesses to be without power for several hours. The fallen tree blocked the road near Exminster Garage just after lunchtime on Tuesday. Police were quickly on the scene while the wreckage was removed, followed by engineers to repair the cables and restore the power. The village GP surgery, pharmacy and the Tesco store were all affected by the power cut, along with many homes. The National Grid had restored power by 4 p.m. In Tynmouth, waves were reported to be crashing over the prom, and on the back beach, boats were being blown about by the gusts of winds, which were reaching between 70 and 80 miles an hour. A fallen tree blocked a road between New Park in Bobby Tracy and Liverton, and Newton Abbott Police said they were aware of reports of debris from roofs, power lines and trees.